Rob Nooner from Boost Oxygen was on Shark Tank and got $1 million from Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary. Star 99.9 at CNN Raven. And you're local here in Milford.
Yes. Yeah. We're right on Woodmont Road, right next to Connecticut Stone, exit 40.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. What an exciting moment to know that oxygen was created here in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And Rob, you created air.
Yeah. Me and God, right?
Yeah. So how do you sell air? Because that's exactly what these things are.
It's not air. Oh. It's oxygen.
Okay.
So what we're breathing right now is 21% oxygen, mm-hmm. mostly nitrogen, 78% nitrogen in the air we're breathing. So if you go to a hospital and they give you oxygen, it's usually 99% oxygen, so we're selling something very similar.
Oh, that's cool. So who typically uses this product? And I should describe it to you. It looks like an aerosol can.
Right.
Yeah.
With a weird thing on the top that looks like a giant thing that you put in your mouth,
It's a mask, yeah.
It's a mask.
It's a mask. You put up to your nose and your mouth, and you press trigger, and you breathe it in, and out comes the oxygen.
Oh, that's a mask. I thought it was one of those things you pee when you're a trucker. You know, it's got that cap on it. You're good to go. It does feel space age. Like, I'm climbing Everest right now with this.
Yeah.
What does, like, pure oxygen really do for a regular person such as myself?
So, if you're fully oxygenated, absolutely nothing.
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 But, I mean, the odds, I mean, look at me.
Right.
Look at me, Rob. There's no way I'm fully oxygenated. Right. I'm not fully anything.
Right. But if you're compromised, if you're climbing a mountain out in Colorado, if you're playing a spore, if you're breathing heavily, you need oxygen. If you're having something to drink, if the hangovers, you're usually depleting in oxygen. So you can get oxygen. A lot of doctors and nurses know a great hangover reliever is oxygen because they have access to it, and we provide access.
So this means, Anna, I mean, it actually could help with hangovers and headaches and effects like that. That means on the days when I've woken up and not felt good and I wasn't drinking, my wife may have actually tried to kill me.
With a pillow in the middle of the night.
That night, and then changed her mind at the last moment, and so I woke up and I just didn't feel good.
Exactly. Right.
Wow. So I'm learning all sorts of stuff.
Going on Shark Tank, why did you and your partner do that? And $1 million is a lot of money.
A lot of money.
So when you went there, did you ever think that you're going to get one of the sharks to pick you up?
You know, it was curious because they contacted us way back in February. I guess half the people that they want on the show, they kind of seek out interesting products.
Oh, that's fascinating. I didn't
auditions.
Know that.
Yeah, so we weren't looking to do it. But we were on their radar somehow. We were pretty big in Colorado. If you go anywhere throughout, like, Breckenridge or Telluride, we're all over the place out
hippies.
There.
It's the hippies.
All right.
Or the people skiing that
people
are really
skiing.
High on the mountain. Probably.
Yeah, yeah, no, I guess that makes sense, too. I just thought it was the snowboarding kids.
Yeah.
It's medicinal oxygen, bro.
Well, it does help you hold your breath longer.
Oh,
that's something that's another little benefit to the oxygen.
I mean, this is good for everybody to buy. Every demo wants this. So they reach out to you.
They reach out to me. And then so we said, you know, for the, not really for the cash, but for just the exposure.
Right.
We thought it would be a good idea to do. So went through our due diligence. They still had to choose us after we did our test tape and everything else. Went through the process. And when we went to California, went to tape in front of the producers. And then the producers had a little bit of a cull after that. So we made that cut, and then we pitched in front of the sharks. And then I guess they even cut half of the people who pitched in front of the sharks. So we made that cut as well. So that was kind of nice.
So when you get pitched, once a shark buys you, I guess that's what they do. They own you now. Mr. Wonderful owns you.
Does he own you or is he a partner?
He's a partner. He's a 5% equity holder.
Okay. So, I mean, you've still got the percentage.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He don't own me.
But I'm always curious, like, now that they're teaming up with you, what happens next? We're going to get to that next on Star 99.9. Boost Oxygen, which is created right here in Milford, and CEO Rob Nooner joining us. He went on Shark Tank, got $1 million from Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary. And I always wonder, when you get the deal, what happens then? Like,
right.
do they actually do anything?
He helps out with sales. So he'll go to larger retail accounts, you know, like a Walgreens or a CVS. He won't do the pitch for us, but he'll make calls for us, and he'll videotape little sales pitches and helps us get distribution.
Now, I know that this aired on October 6th, but when did you actually start the process after, like, when did you tape?
I guess we taped back in June.
So now, how it's been a few months since this all happened, do you think that it has contributed to the sales of Boost Oxygen to have him on board?
Yeah, well, here's it, not so much, because we were negotiating the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're still actually finalizing it. It's pretty much finalized, but he has helped already measurably with having it air on the Shark Tank.
All right, well, this Boost Oxygen is a can of air that's going to give us superpowers.
It's not air.
Yeah, it's not air.
I'm levitating immediately.
I keep calling it air. He's like, stop calling it air. No, yeah. It's coming up next. We're going to try it on Star 99.9. Boost Oxygen is a product that's made right here in Milford, and its CEO, Rob Nooner, is joining us. They went on Shark Tank, and Mr. Wonderful bought them for $1 million, Kevin O'Leary. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. It's weird when I say that he bought you, right?
Well, he bought in.
Right.
He
bought in.
Right. He didn't buy us. So.
Kevin doesn't just call, and this guy runs over and cuts his lawn. You've never cut his lawn, right, Rob?
No.
Good.
I'm looking at these containers, and I explained it a few minutes ago if you missed it. They look like aerosol cans with, like, a part on top that's plastic that almost is like a mask that you put over your mouth, and it's oxygen that's supposed to help us become superheroes or something, right?
Well, not superheroes, but it helps. So we have four naturals, unflavored.
Okay.
But we have scented oxygen. Like if you go to Las Vegas in the oxygen bars.
Oh, yeah.
They have scented oxygen. So we have aromas of pink grapefruit, peppermint, and menthol eucalyptus.
I have peppermint right now.
And the new rosemary, which is our thing.
I've got rosemary. Okay. I've got something new over here.
Put under the nose and over the mouth. Press trigger. And breathe it in. It's okay. That should be...
Do I have mine backwards?
Do I swallow it?
Yeah,
it tastes like bubble gum, mine.
Well, that's the peppermint. Yeah.
Oh, I like the bubble gum flavor.
I'm going to get down on this.
But again, if you're not compromised, if you're not, you know, low in oxygen, you're not really going to feel anything. You know, some people have CPAPs at night when they have, you know, they get less oxygen at night. They have it in the morning. Just reoxygenate themselves.
I like it.
Oh, makes me feel mellow, man.
It does make me feel mellow. Why do I feel so mellow right now? Because I have extra air?
Oh, that's extra really oxygen. Good, man. Yeah. I mean, this is some really good stuff.
Oh, no.
I mean, I feel pretty good.
What, are you whippets with it? It's not the same thing.
I was definitely compromised.
No, the funny part.
It's been a long morning.
Is there's a note on this can that says oxygen gas is essentially weightless.
Right.
Full pressurized can is very light, which is so funny because the first thing I thought about when I picked it up was, this feels like there's nothing in
it's
here.
It's empty, right.
I mean, how many hits am I going to get out of this thing or boost? Because I don't want to waste it now that I know what I've been missing.
You get about, there's 10 liters of oxygen in that can, so you get about 200 inhalations.
Come on, are you serious?
That'll last a long time, yeah.
Well, I just did three, but that's got to count for a normal person's like two dozen. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't get you high.
Right. Yeah, Rave. But it does make me feel more relaxed.
Yeah, it can do that. 20% of the oxygen that comes into your body goes to your brain. 21% actually goes to the liver.
Mm.
That's why it helps with hangovers. It also helps cognitive function.
Wow, man. I mean, you guys say what you will, tomato, tomato, but I feel fantastic.
It does. Now, this new one, the all-natural think tank, and it says nootropic brain booster.
Yes. Oh, that's going to make you feel fruity, dude.
Okay, what does this one do that's different from the original?
Rosemary. So aromatherapy, the aromatherapy rosemary actually has been clinically proven to improve short-term memory by up to 75%. So we put the rosemary together with the oxygen, and it really helps with the brain fog. And
I have a baby,
I have
a baby brain. She doesn't sleep.
Oh, no.
So if this actually makes me be able to function as an adult, I would be so incredibly excited. I keep shaking it, but there's really no reason to shake it, right?
Well, it is an aerosol can. That's why people think you have to shake it. It looks like an aerosol can.
It tastes like I'm eating a loaf of rosemary bread minus the calories.
Yeah, we'll try it before your 5:30 show.
What if we shotgun it? Does that make any difference?
I got to tell you, I'm not being silly or anything. Like, I feel a lot more calm and collected, like, right off the bat. It's been a stressful morning, I'll be honest. But I would definitely want this around all the time, not just when I'm in high altitudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Rob, I'm really going to need a little bit more time to research this. So whatever else you got left in the box,
it's
going on with me.
I'm leaving everything for you, Raven. So.
And one more quick question, Rob, before we let you go. And if you want more information, you can head to boostoxygen.com. How much do they cost?
So the large cans cost around $14.99
at
retail, and the medium-sized cans, which is the rosemary, are $9.99. And we have little pocket-sized cans, mostly out in Colorado, and those are $7.99.
I don't know if you've talked about jumping on the diet bandwagon, but if you could just breathe in bread like I just did versus actually eating it, I think we'd all be much healthier.
Yeah. That's right. Well, pink grapefruit, actually, is a natural appetite suppressant.
Oh.
So
give me four of those.
There you go.